In this country, the nuclear power industry is preparing for a comeback. Electric utilities have not ordered a new nuclear plant since before the accident at Three Mile Island in 1979. But now, Congress is close to passing an energy bill that would promote the nuclear industry. Three companies are preparing to apply for the right to build new plants, including Dominion Energy of Virginia, whose chief nuclear officer met us yesterday. His name is David Christian. He stopped by our Washington studios on the same day that he visited Dominion's Capitol Hill lobbyists.
Economic security is dependent on energy security. It's an inextricable linkage. We need nuclear, we need coal, we need natural gas, we need renewables. This country has got a huge economy, $10 trillion, and nuclear happens to be one part of the mix.
Dominion's reactors in Connecticut and Virginia provide enough electricity to light millions of homes. One reactor's domes stand across the river from Colonial Williamsburg. Another is near a Civil War battlefield at Fredericksburg, Virginia. And next month, Dominion plans to apply for a new reactor at that Fredericksburg site. The company says it has not yet decided to build. The federal permit would only give Dominion an option to build within 20 years if it passes a second permit process. But David Christian thinks the time is almost right for a nuclear resurgence.
I think there's a growing penetration of the American consciousness of the relative aspects of various choices that are going to have to be made with respect to energy. And about 70% of Americans college-educated favor nuclear power plants.
Where do those numbers come from?
Opinion polling conducted by the Nuclear Energy Institute, the Industry Trade Association.
You've been looking into this very carefully.
I try and stay aware.
What would cause Dominion to lean toward constructing a nuclear plant in the next 10 or 20 years as opposed to any of the alternatives, whether it's coal, solar, wind, anything else?
Dominion is interested in meeting the needs of our customers and providing a return to our shareholders. One advantage that nuclear does have in the long run is that it's much better for the environment. There are no greenhouse gas emissions.
As Dominion considers the possibility of construction in Virginia, another company, the Entergy Corporation, is seeking an option to build a nuclear plant in Mississippi. And the Exelon Corporation wants an option to build a plant in Illinois. All three companies say they will not go ahead right away since the eastern United States has a surplus of power plants right now. But Exelon Vice President Jeff Benjamin says that could change.
As the economies in these regions go and as other market opportunities open up, that may dictate the need for us to ultimately build additional baseload generation.
There might be shortages in particular areas or regions.
Correct.
The companies hope to revive an energy source that proved expensive and risky in the 1970s and 80s. Three Mile Island highlighted the danger, as did the Soviet Union's disaster at Chernobyl. Environmentalists delayed or prevented plant construction, and they still question nuclear safety. 3 years ago, the Union of Concerned Scientists warned that the federal government failed to adequately consider the risks of a nuclear accident. And environmental groups say an expanding nuclear industry would only produce more nuclear waste. By an act of Congress, all the nation's nuclear waste will soon be taken to a single disposal site in Nevada. Naveen Nayak tracks nuclear issues for the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
We would be shipping the waste across the country so that at least 44 states would be exposed to trains or buses that would be carrying high-level radioactive waste, so that if there were a spill or an accident, millions upon millions of Americans would be at risk.
If you're a layman, I mean, you know that there is a risk from nuclear waste, but you know that if the alternative is a coal-fired power plant, that a lot of scientists would say that's a guaranteed damage to the environment because of the greenhouse effect.
Right. And that's clearly a false choice from our perspective. America has a much better choice in front of them. We could be investing in smarter, cleaner choices, in energy choices. And the first thing we should be doing, for example, is we should be investing in energy efficiency.
Environmental groups say they want to use energy more wisely and get more power from renewable sources using solar panels or windmills. The nuclear industry contends that it is improving its safety record and improving efficiency. It's hoping now to lure back investors. James Esselstyn is a former member of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Now he analyzes utility companies for Lehman Brothers.
Investors will approach the financing of a new nuclear plant cautiously and carefully, and they will want to be convinced and will want assurance that, in fact, the plant will be built on the expected schedule and on budget, And I personally believe that the financing, particularly for the initial plants, given the amount of time since a nuclear plant has been built in this country, will require some strong financial protections to protect investors.
That's where the federal government comes in. Part of that national energy bill would provide incentives to the nuclear power industry. The plan is based on a much-debated policy proposed by President Bush and overseen by Vice President Cheney after private meetings with industry leaders. Both the House and Senate passed versions of the bill. Lawmakers are now working out the differences in a private conference. But both versions include subsidies for civilian nuclear research. Both extend a law that limits the damages power companies would have to pay in case of a nuclear accident. Some lawmakers also favor loan guarantees to protect investors who finance new nuclear plants. But Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire persuaded his colleagues to drop that plan.
I don't think that the taxpayer should be put on the hook for building any power plant, a coal plant, gas plant, oil-fired electricity plants. We've got good competitive markets. We want to keep it that way. Well, we shouldn't provide a government subsidy for a plant construction in what should be a competitive, vibrant, and even profitable industry.
It does seem that no matter what final language is agreed on, that this energy bill is going to promote nuclear energy in some way.
Sure. My goal isn't to discourage the use of nuclear power, and again, just the opposite. There are important provisions which I support that I'm comfortable with.
One of the people now rewriting the bill in the private conference is a longtime supporter of nuclear power. He's Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Domenici declined to comment until the details are worked out. But in an article written for a newspaper called The Hill, Domenici promised, "We will include provisions that expand America's investment in nuclear energy." The Bush administration has set a goal of at least two new reactors by the year 2010. And when Dominion Energy applies for that permit in Virginia, the federal government will pay half the permit cost. Though environmental groups see a potential disaster, power companies insist they need a variety of energy sources, including nuclear plants, and right now those companies have powerful supporters in Washington.